Pierre Desir, cornerback from Lindenwood, Cliff Harris Award winner, the top defensive player among small schools in college football, 25 interceptions in your career, but it's been quite the journey for you to get to this point. At the age of 16, you have your first child, a daughter.
Yeah.
How did that change you at that point in your life, though, taking on the responsibility of becoming a father as still a very young man?
You know what, 16 being a teen dad is either I had to grow up or, you know, I could shut everything down. And just because my family was so supportive with me during that time, I was able to overcome a lot of obstacles, still be there for my daughter, and still pursue my dream of playing college football. So it was tough. I had to make a lot of sacrifices.
Sure.
Lost a lot of friends. But, you know, I'm glad that I was able to spend all the time I can with my daughter, and you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
We fast forward to Washburn University. You play there for 2 years, and you decide you want to come back to be closer to your family. You lose a year of eligibility and are out of football for a year. What were you doing during that year off?
Grinding. During that year, I worked a lot of different odd jobs. I worked at a temp agency for hard labor. You got paid minimum wage, $40. I did jobs such as painting. I cleaned sewers, cleaned trash on the side of highways. Even though it was $40, I was getting paid for that day. It was still putting food on the table for my family. So football was kind of on the back burner at that time. But when I was able to finally play in 2012, I gave it all.
And it is intercepted by Pierre Desir.
I like length, and I like a guy who can pick off passes, and Pierre Desir can do that.
So you go from there, you go to the Senior Bowl, you go to the Combine, you had your pro day. We get to draft day. And there's a lot of talk that you could have maybe snuck into the end of the first round, could have been certainly a day two pick. By the time it got to day three, were you kind of saying to yourself, what's going on? What was going through your mind at that time?
At that time, during day three in the draft, I didn't think I was going to get drafted. But, you know, I had my family around me. Uh-huh. They were keeping me positive, you know, cheering me on, saying, hey, every pick that came up, like, this is you, this is you, this is you. So I think just because I had that support, it allowed me to, you know, stay positive. And once I got called, the house erupted. And everyone was happy.
Cleveland Browns select Pierre Desir, cornerback, Lindenwood.
What went through your mind when you actually got that call that you were going to become a member of the Cleveland Browns?
I had a flashback of everything that I did up to that point, and I got very emotional. I didn't know how to react that day, but the emotions just come over you. And I was very excited, very happy, and I couldn't wait to get started and work.
And now you do get to work. You've been out on the field finally as a member of the Browns. What's that been like?
It's fun. It's fast-paced. I love it, though. You know, getting into the facility and, you know, just being around the team and, you know, trying on the helmet for the first time. It's a surreal feeling, something I've been dreaming about for so very long. And to finally be here, I'm just going to make sure I take, you know, advantage of every opportunity I have.